Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Dr. Sergey Shuley-Soren is with us. Welcome, Dr. Sergey.
Yes, thank you, and wonderful to be here. How am I coming through?
Kind of like you're in a tunnel. I mean, maybe like you're in the operating room or the emergency room.
How are we doing a little better now?
About the same. About the same. Maybe a little bit better.
How about now?
About the same. Yeah.
Well,
that's okay.
Let's do our
best.
It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was telling Jason I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
I was telling Jason, you know, we have a delay. Let's see. What? It's not on my end. I think maybe it's on your end. I was telling Jason, I was reading a book. I bought it at a farm sale, and I don't like going to farm sales. But this book is called Metalwork, Technology and Practice. It's a high school classroom book. It is library-bound, maybe even stronger than that. It's a cloth-bound book. It's real heavy. It's large, 400 pages. And it delineates pretty much everything you'd want to know about metalworking, the kinds of tools, the hammers. And I'm wondering, do you think, based on what you're seeing with young people today, that they actually are exposed to how to do things?
I was just talking about this with a few friends. I went to see a few physician friends for some company and just dinner over the weekend. And we were just talking about how, as doctors, we are pretty much helpless without people who know how to use hammer or how to make a hammer, because I'm just literally pointing out how without tools, without lights, without electricity, without somebody to cover the basic essential foundation of life, you know, my brain is I'll be sitting there giving you a lot of theories, but what's going to happen? Nothing. And the fact that in this generation coming up, and I hate to use the word generation because it's not really generations, it's subgroups, I suppose, but there's a lot more people in this current time and space in our society that basically have no idea what a hammer is. I mean, what electricity is. And it's just, it's a crazy world. So I have no idea how and where things are going to go, but I'm kind of concerned.
Yeah. By the way, did any of that discussion with Dr. Friends have anything to do with our son coming over to your house and you finding out that in order to take a wheel off an Asian imported vehicle, that it couldn't get the wheel off because somebody forced the wheel on when they installed aftermarket wheels and he had to take the hub off the wheel or the axle in order to get the wheel off? Did any of that come with... Is that what precipitated this discussion?
That's definitely one of them, because, you know, I did learn to change a tire, by the way, with John Michael, so that, you know, I hate to admit it, but, you know, my skill set is not the same as other people, so I am very enthusiastic about learning those. So 5-minute university is a wonderful thing. I love it. But this one, oh God, I couldn't do that even with all, you know, all the time in the world, you know?
That was a really difficult situation. And normally, you wouldn't think that you would have to take a C-clip off an axle hub in order to, you know, remove the wheel from the axle, I mean, or the hub. It's ridiculous what had to happen. And typically, you'd need a lot of tools, and those are not tools that come in the toolkit with a vehicle to change your tire. So, class, the lesson that we've talked about many times on this broadcast is don't go for aftermarket wheels. Stay with the factory wheels. There's a lot to be discussed, and maybe we'll discuss that in another class. But I just wanted to tell you that it's difficult, and you can be left stranded because of someone doing something to a vehicle before you buy it. Aftermarket wheels are a red flag. No matter how you look at it, if you're going to buy a vehicle, a red flag. Dr. Sergey, we were going to talk about salmonella, and there's a huge problem right now. There are many dog food brands, including Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R, and Member's Mark, that are contaminated with salmonella. Can you tell us what salmonella is and maybe what you've seen in the emergency room regarding salmonella?
Oh, absolutely. It is a bit of a concern. So I'll just kind of give you kind of the basics, and then I can cover a lot more in depth if we want, because what is salmonella infection? It's an illness that can cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, gastrointestinal type things. It's kind of a bacteria, actually. So most common exposure is eating, touching foods. Can be chicken, eggs, dairy, could be other things. You can get also infection from touching certain animals and then touching your mouth. Now, symptoms of salmonella infection. Usually it takes a couple of days after the exposure, and that does include nausea, vomiting, fever. Usually 2 or 3 days. If that resolves, then things are okay. Diarrhea that can be either watery or bloody. The bloody is what gets most people in the emergency room. And that can last up to 4 to 10 days, actually. Now, abdominal pain, cramping. Typically, salmonella is not life-threatening, typically. And most people do get better, and it's called basically symptomatic treatment, making sure hydration and otherwise. But in some cases, the bacteria does get into the bloodstream. So it does become a concern. And if it does happen, then especially people who have risk factors can get very, very sick, including sepsis and otherwise. And so that includes folks with the immune systems that are not optimal. And interestingly, the immune system, from my perspective, for most people, is not optimal. Most people. Or in other words, could be better, but there are some that are worse than others and some that are better. Should a person be concerned because there's a lot of viral and other things that are going around that can do the same? Severe abdominal pain or significant. Now, pain is a subject of experience, so what is severe? It's a good question. You know, it's just kind of use your judgment. You know yourself, what is right, what is not right. You cannot eat or drink. Hydration is the key. And if you cannot eat but you can drink, that's not as bad. Now, another thing is if you see blood or
blood or red or otherwise or dark tarry in your stool or bowel movements,
that's a red flag. Fever, defined as greater than 100.4, which is 38 Celsius, for more than 2 or 3 days, up to a couple of days, generally okay. Now, there is a test for it. It's a GI test. But does everybody need to be tested? No, I wouldn't say everybody, but if there's a high risk or the presentation is concerning, then yes, absolutely. And that test does take some days to get back, so if you are curious, you may want to check it out sooner. Now, the treatment is
there's an antibiotic, 7 to 10 days, and a lot of supportive care, lots of fluids, eat what you can, small amounts, rest, take it easy, and most of the time, it will be better. Prevention is the key. And one of the things here is wash your hands frequently, especially if you're concerned, before, after, food especially, if there's any interaction or interfaces with any kind of concerning, the diaper, animals, or if there's a stop going around, staying home from home or from school, if there's lots of exposure, food safety, washing the fruits, veggies, although that's another issue in itself, and it's keeping the refrigerator cold, cooking the meat and seafood, cooking the eggs, washing equipment, pans, knives, cutting boards, a few other things that are helpful would be, just common sense, really. Common sense. If things do get worse, do not delay care, because one of the things that Vincent and I started talking about is what are some of the most common things that I see in the emergency room that we can prevent and otherwise. And so this is a really good example. And the short of it is, I'll just give two categories. People who go to the emergency room when they prematurely, or they don't need to. Especially, that includes 20-year-olds, and I'm not kidding you, that basically take an ambulance 3 times per night after being sent home with a viral illness because they're still not fully resolved. That is uncalled for. And that's not necessary. Let's put it this way. Now, there's also people who have all sorts of pretty bad conditions. And things are getting worse, but they just keep putting off and off and off. And that gut feeling is saying, get help. You know, get care. If you have that, do not hesitate. The sooner, the better. So that's my little monologue here very important topic.
So I've seen young people with their parents, and parents might be wearing flip-flops, and the children, I'm talking about small children, are running around barefoot. And their dogs and cats in the yard. Now, at our farm, we've got chickens, we've got cows, we've got dogs, we've got cats, we've got wild animals, we've got birds. It's all there. And 100% of them pee and poop. So that being the case, that's outside. It's in the sun as a disinfectant. But the sun disinfects the toxins or the biologicals. But what about walking around barefoot? Does that make any sense?
On one hand, I love the idea of grounding, earthing, barefoot, and some of the healthiest people, mind, body, and spirit, do walk barefoot most of the time. When we traveled in a lot of places like India and otherwise, in some of the other places around the world, third world and otherwise, people walk barefoot, and yes, there's a lot of problems, but there's a lot of also benefits. At the same time, if we know that there is a risk and concern for infectious stuff, and then something to think about.
Well, I saw a picture of a family, and the little children were standing on the railroad ties, the creosote railroad ties, barefoot, and we know that these railroad cars, when they dump their water tanks, they dump them right on the tracks.
Oh yeah, that's not good. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, you can enjoy the same discount that I do when I buy my vitamins, minerals, and supplements from Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren and Dr. Norm Shealy. And you go to the website, normshealy.com, and you can order them. And I keep them right here in the studio. I take the youth formula every day, and Dr. Shealy's and Dr. Shealy Soren's youth formula, and I take all the supplements that you've heard Dr. Shealy and Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergey talking about. And so you can go to the website, normshealy.com, and you can type in the discount code USAPrepares15, as in 15, and get the same 15% discount that I get. Children going barefoot, do you find that causes problems well, let me ask you this. People in New York City, I can't imagine anybody having their child walk in New York City down the sidewalk barefoot. Or in any city. People spit and...
Unfortunately, you know, in nature, this is the difference. And this is, Vincent, I'm going to go on a little bit of a wild spree here, but please just understand that this is just my personal opinion. I'm not saying this for anybody else. We as humans have to take in God's blessing and God's creation in terms of both of our biology, physiology, and that's where I come in with functional medicine, regenerative, and holistic, because you have to get back to the original template, to how we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to be doing. And we've added a whole bunch of poisons, chemicals, and bad lifestyle, artificial, my God, God's sake. And we expect to be healthy and we expect to be okay. No, that's not going to happen. Normally, in an ideal setting, you know, the Garden of Eden, I mean, yeah, being walking barefoot is the best thing in the world. I mean, because there's good things everywhere. And being connected to the earth is the best thing that we can do. But when we are sitting around in poisonous environments, yeah, you need at least barrier protection. That's what I'm thinking.
When I was at your house a few days ago in your kitchen with you and Dr. Norm Shealy and our son,
yeah.
and you were having dinner, and you said, this is the best kitchen in the area, and you had the best chef in the area. I guess that would be your family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you had some soup, and it did not look like anyone opened a can, dumped the can in the microwave in a bowl, and that was dinner. It was homemade, right?
Oh, yeah, from scratch, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And do you think we all need to get back to that? I mean, we're trying our best here.
Oh, God, yes. The unfortunate thing about humanity is that we are not at our full potential, health or otherwise. The fortunate thing is we can be. And that's an easy step. That's one of the basic five essentials. What we put in
them
out.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah, class, if you're wondering about the salmonella risk for dog food, so this is people who have touched the dog food bowl, touched the dog food, maybe prepared the baby's meal, the formula, maybe, you know, the toddler's meal, you know, maybe not washed their hands. We don't know for sure, but here it is, Victor Super Premium Dog Food. Now, there's all kinds of formulas of this, but it's Victor Super... What a name. Victor Super Premium Dog Food, complete with salmonella, right? And then there's Wayne. Wayne Feeds Dog Food. And then there is Eagle Mountain Pet Food, Pro Balance. And then there's, yep, Members Mark. That's Sam's Club. Members Mark Beef and Brown Rice Recipe Dog Food and Members Mark Salmon and Sweet Potato Recipe. And then there's some more Victor and some more Wayne Dog Food. So you might want to check and find out if that recall affects you and your pets. And this is it's in a number of states. So I'm trying to find the number of states. Okay, so the FDA says the states that report illnesses were Minnesota, California, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Alabama, Florida, and Hawaii. So you might want to check, do a search on pet food salmonella. Dr. Sergey, discount is USA Prepares 15 at the website, USA Prepares 15, and the phone number 417-351-5221.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA News Update. Republican presidential and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was in Israel yesterday. Christie says protesters waving Palestinian flags are getting horrible information. He also visited wounded soldiers and met with family members of hostages held by the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. He said Hamas supporters are being driven by, quote, people with a much different agenda than the truth, end quote. Iceland is evacuating the city of Reykjavik in southwest Iceland. The area is being threatened by a very possible volcanic eruption. The town in danger lies near an active volcano system and was evacuated over the weekend after magma shifting beneath the ground started hundreds of earthquakes. Icelandic officials say magma was at a very shallow depth. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, actually, I've got your
take my
when you got
the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Frank Pacheco's with us in Canada, and we're going to be talking about appliances, appliance repair, and zeroing in on water softeners today. Water softeners. And I think there are some absolute distinct advantages to having a water softener. And we'll talk about them. We'll talk about the maintenance. We'll talk about the costs. We'll talk about the supplies that you need. And you will need some supplies. Yeah, that's namely salt. Welcome, Frank.
Well, how are you? Well, I want to tell
you know, wait, Frank, when I buy salt,
that I did listen to her, and as I wrote to you on one of my emails, I have a very funny story to tell about appliances. When I first started off, I, you know, being thinking that I knew every single thing, I went to a service call, fridge not working, customer tells me, I think it's the cold control. I said, what does she know? What do you mean? I'm an appliance repair person here. Went behind the fridge, changed the relay, you know, the capacitor kind of thing in the leg, you know, la, 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 la. $200 later, I go plug it in. Still no go. What an embarrassment. Went to the cold control, touch it, and it came on. So I've learned, always listen to the customer first, because they've been using the appliance. They know what kind of worked for them. It's like my father used to use a little hammer to knock on the TV set to make it work. So I thought it was a very funny story when she kept telling her husband that the dishwasher switch needed to be changed, and he changed ports and things like that.
Yeah. Now, Kathy's really, really bright. She knows a lot about a lot of things, and she's tried a lot of things. And like many of us here at USA Prepares, many of our instructors, we know a lot of things that don't work. We've tried them, and just like Thomas Alva Edison, he knew about 8,000 things that would not make a light bulb light. I mean, he did. Persistence and perseverance is really important in the pursuit of everything. Frank, you sent me an email, and I was fascinated by it. And you are a member of a forum on the internet, and were you saying that someone was trying to find out how to listen to us? Is that what you're saying?
Right. Yeah, I sent you. I belong to a group, and all of a sudden, someone was asking, how do I get Vince Vannelli in the U.S. Prepares? And, of course, there were three or four comments saying how exactly they do it. Of course, I think I have the exact way of doing. First of all, when I can, I listen to, when I'm not here, like on Mondays, try to listen to GCN Live. But sometimes up north, I don't get it. So I have the BitChute with Ron Gibson, beautiful. I listen to him as I kind of drift away. And when there's a program that I really, really like and I want to save it, I go to GCN Archives, and there I can actually save. So I have a whole bunch of old classes that are in there. I know there's something of interest. How do you like that for a student of U.S. to prepare?
Well, that's really fascinating. We have an instructor who used to live in Europe, and he was coming back from a convention, a military arms convention of all things, and he was sitting on an airplane, and a guy next to him, he'd never met him before, and it looks like they both came from the same convention, and then the next thing that came up, they were talking about the guy said, something about USA Prepares. And one of the guys was a USA Prepares instructor. And he'd been on the air with us, you know, many, many times. So it's a really small world in some respects. Frank, I want to tell you, I had success this weekend. I bought a new old stock gas meter. And I mentioned that I bought one and wanted to hook it up. So literally, class, this is a gas meter that you can own privately. And there's a company or several companies that make them. And this gas meter is for propane and natural gas. It's the low pressure side after the second stage regulator. And it's a small meter. And what it's designed for is apartment buildings. So, for example, if you want to know if one of your tenants is using more gas than he or she should, or they should, the landlord would install a gas meter, kind of monitor the amount of gas that's being used. Well, I bought one, and it was $50, 50, and I hooked it up yesterday to a 20-kilowatt Briggs & Stratton generator, and I was just delighted, in some respects, to see that it worked perfectly, and I was really concerned about how fast that dial was spinning. And I was thinking, man, I could hook up a propeller to this thing, and I could use it as a fan. It was spinning so fast. But I'm exaggerating. But what I'm saying is it's really nice to be able to monitor how much gas a generator uses. And I, class, you're going to be shocked. I mean, it's not like hooking up a cook stove, you know, a gas kitchen stove. A generator uses way, way, way more, as much as 66 times more in my calculations. So I just wanted to share with you, I did that, and it was successful, and it can be done. But you need to make sure that the gas meter...
Because up here, when we do our gas exam, which we have to do, the TSSA, Technical Standards Safety and Association, before we become a gas fitter up here, a lot of questions how to read a gas meter for many different reasons, BTU ratings and so on and so forth. Is yours digital or probably with the ones with the dials, since you said it's going around so fast? I always find it a little bit hard to read because there's a fence behind the but
right,
I'm sure you figured
right.
And
you're talking about the analog style with the bellows. Yeah,
that's right. I don't know which one you have. You have the one with the dial.
It actually has. It does not have the analog style, pointers like a clock, an analog clock.
Okay.
Clockwise, go around so fast.
Okay.
It's kind of like an old fashioned odometer that shows the numbers.
Yeah.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, the numbers going around. Some of them are red, which indicate, small amounts of cubic feet of gas.
Yeah.
And then there are the larger ones in black that measure a larger amount. But this one is in cubic meters, and it is made in China, of course. It looks like it has a U.S. brand. It looks like it's made in the United States, possibly made in Mexico. But it's not. It's made in China. It's Excel brand. E-X-C-E-L. E-X-C-E-L is the brand. And it's relatively small. It's not as big as a home gas meter. So I was concerned that it might be too small, but it's of sufficient capacity to pass the gas through it and measure it.
Yeah, it's
I just wanted
too bad
to say
that propane tanks in general don't have such a thing. I mean, when you have a central distribution system as natural gas, every house has one in the front. And boy, you get your hands caught if you touch that that meter at all. But I know what you're saying. When in my younger days, when I did apartment things, they would be all along there, and it was also to charge every tenant for what they were using in proportion to the general usage was. Anyway, but that is, I'm sure some of our class students do have natural gas coming through, and they probably have a meter going out, and it would be nice for them to go and see how fast that dial is. Almost as bad as your electric meter, isn't it, Vincent?
Yeah. They took out those older model analog electric meters, and they were really nice because there was a wheel that you could see spinning when you used electricity. It would stop when you weren't using electricity. You could read the meter very easily. And of course, they removed them and they replaced them with smart meters. And I don't like them at all. I don't like them at all.
And being in front of that meter, and you say, I wonder if I could just. How to find a way to stop that from going around?
Well, you know, Frank, I'm going to say something that I shouldn't say, but I'm going to say it.
I can stop him going around.
Class, this is only for extreme emergency purposes. Okay, and there's oh boy, I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this, but here it goes.
Okay.
When the utility, but don't do this. But if you want to learn how an electric meter works, you can go to the internet, and there's some YouTube videos that discuss electric meters. And so here's what happened. It used to be that if you had electricity from the utility company, they'd have an analog meter, and if a person didn't pay his bill, they would send him a notice, and then some guy would come out and literally take the meter off the outside box of the house. Now, what the meter does is it does two things. It measures the amount of electricity that's going through it, and it also makes contact for the electricity. So if you take the meter out, there is no electricity coming to your house. It's like a big switch that is shut off. Actually, it's like a big switch that the whole switch is taken out. So the general public cannot get electricity without a meter. That being said, when they replaced them with smart meters, what they did was they allowed for circuitry for the meter to actually disconnect remotely the electricity. So if they wanted to shut off for non-payment, somebody with a keyboard and a mouse could click the account number and click off and then or disconnect, and then your meter would receive a signal and it would just shut off a relay and you would not be getting electricity. Okay? Well, that can be undone right at the meter. That can be undone. And I don't want to tell you how to do it, but I am saying if there is an emergency, like, you know, let's say we're at war and somebody accidentally shuts off your electricity and you need it, so someone is on, you know, on the breathing equipment or you know, life support, if you had to do it, there is a way to do it. But I'm not going to tell you how, okay? Because it is breaking the law. But it can be done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to say how to do it. But don't do it to get free electricity. And the electric companies, they know how many kilowatts they're pushing through the system. They know. Mm-hmm. And if someone's stealing electricity, they're going to say, we got a leak, let's go look. As a matter of fact, they came to my house because we have underground utilities on our farm.
Well, I've been very forward with this new heat pump system, and I've gone to quite a number of seminars to try to understand, because the government of the air is providing so much money, $20 million to make for people to install heat pumps. So I want to know, if, like you, everything that there is to know. We'll talk more about when I come back, I think.
Yeah. And class, do not steal electricity. Don't do it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Pacheco's with us. Frank, back to you.
Yeah, no, so I was saying about heat pumps, and because they are so efficient, a number of people have said that they were contacted by our hydro company in the area and saying, what are you doing? Because all of a sudden, their hydro bill is $200 cheap, but less than what they're supposed to be, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So they keep an eye on you in every
way. Yeah. And so here's what happened. We installed underground electricity. They saw that we were building a house, and we have a couple of heat pumps, a 19 SEER air-to-air, 18 years ago. So that was pretty much a great way to go back then.
Yeah.
And they sent a truck with a bunch of guys in it, and they're like, taking the covers off the junction boxes. Every 300 feet, there's a green, big, great, big green box, along the underground lines to our house. And then there's a transformer when you get, 220 feet from the house. And they're like opening the covers and looking in there. And I said, so what's up? And they said, we just want to make sure everything's level. And it's not level. I mean, they weren't fixing anything in terms of the boxes being level and the connections being tight. They're trying to figure out how we were stealing electricity. And they couldn't figure it out. And the reason they couldn't figure it out is because we're not. We're not stealing electricity.
Yeah.
But, they thought, it's impossible for us to run this farm on as little electricity as we're using. And so if you don't classify, if you don't think that they know how much electricity they're sending out in a given area or on a given road, they know. So if a person steals electricity, they know, and they're going to find you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they can probably find you remotely. Just look at their screen and figure out who's using electricity and who's not.
Mm-hmm.
So, I actually gave them a tour, and I said, do you want to see how our solar system works? And I showed them, and they realized that we heat with wood, and we dry our clothes on a clothesline, and we have propane cooking in, a outdoor wood-fired hot water heater, and put it all together. We don't use very much electricity. And so they found out that actually, it can be done because our electric bill is way smaller mm-hmm. than it, any farm of a comparable size, way smaller. So you're absolutely right.
No, you amaze me because you do what you preach. You know that? It's like last week we were talking about refurbishing appliance or repurposing appliance, and I said a fridge. And all of a sudden, you have three different uses for an old fridge. Today, the same thing. I'm saying, no, Hydro is coming to see these people, and you come up with that example to say they couldn't figure out why you weren't using so much. Very interesting, Vince. You're a fascinating guy. Not that I am your friend and I guess the teacher in your class.
Well, you are my friend. And by the way, I have a medical doctor who's an internist, and she says, you know, you are my most unusual patient. And that's what she says.
There you go.
And I think she might be right. I think the most unusual.
I think you're a friend. Not I think. I know you're a friend of every student that listens to you. So, going back to the young, because of listening to you, as prepares, 2 years ago, I was having a situation where my water system here in our country home, which we had someone professionally do what they call a green sand system. And all of a sudden, 2 years ago, my wife was turning into an orange redhead. Not, I love, and I honestly like the little stage of redhead. But my wife, Mrs. Pacheco, has all white hair now, so a little bit of tinge of that orange, which ended up being iron, was making her hair kind of nice, beautiful red. So, based on listening to so many classes, I kind of took what you say, learn. Don't take it for granted, just go out and learn. So I started doing some research how to solve this situation, and I came across a company that was willing to teach for free online water systems. and I said, I told you it was the Water Group. And it was a whole month of taking classes in the morning at 7 o'clock, and I kind of liked it so much, and now I understood and understand how softeners work, how other systems work for water systems. And so it's one of those things. I probably wouldn't have been motivated if I wasn't a student of U.S. Prepares. And based on that, I think we should start talking about the importance of water softeners and water systems for to help with everything in the house. And Vince, do you think we should go there?
Yeah. When we come back, we'll spend the next hour talking about water softeners. Mm-hmm. I am an advocate of water softeners for most people. And what Frank's talking about is clear water iron. And that's a problem. And you'll have, if you have it, you can have this smell. It smells like rotten eggs. So you can turn on the faucet and get a rotten egg smell coming out of it. And that's clear water iron. It's easy to fix with a water softener. We'll talk about what it costs to feed a water softener.
Yeah, when we
come back as well. Yeah.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.